God's Timetable versus Ours, a compilation.
The Lord highly values the qualities of faith, trust, endurance, perseverance, and patience. To Him, those qualities are worth gaining or developing, even if we have to wait for them or hold out for them. I think if we realized that truth, or remembered it more often, we'd had an easier time passing the tests and being trusting and praiseful when things don't work out the way we'd like, or in the timing we'd like. We'd also more often recognize the Lord's hand at work and would notice His will fulfilled more obviously. We're often looking for short-term solutions and answers, or immediate ones, and when they don't come, we can get discouraged or feel that we must be out of the Lord's will or think it's not His will to grant our request or that something is wrong. We are tempted to lose hope. Often nothing is wrong. The Lord is just working things out on His timetable rather than ours. Maybe He needs the time to work out other factors of the situation, especially when it involves others. He usually chooses to work in other people's lives the way He works in ours, patiently, giving them time, encouraging them to make the right decisions. Sometimes allowing people to make the right decisions themselves, even if it takes more time, is more valuable to Him than working things out miraculously in order to give us a quick answer at the time we want it. Maria Fontaine. My child, I understand how hard it is for you to wait. You long for me to move more quickly and to answer your prayers immediately. When you feel irritated and annoyed because things are not moving fast enough for you, take time to praise me. Praise will help quiet the apprehension you feel. Be still in my presence and wait patiently for me to act. I am fully aware of all of your longings and desires. Don't take matters into your own hands. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I will move on your behalf at precisely the right moment in time. Thank me that I am using delay to shape and change you. Often the longer you wait for something, the more deeply you appreciate it. Delay helps prune impulsivity from your life. Declare your trust in my timing. Choose to believe that I am on time in your life, your spouse's life, your child's life, and your friends' lives. As you exalt me, I will strengthen you to wait with grace. Jesus. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. James 5:7. God is teaching you by His great picture book of nature to wait, to sow your seed, and wait for the slow ripening of the harvest under the patient heavens. He does not give you perfect and full-formed things at once. He sows the seeds of things that will gradually grow and ripen and bear fruit. He gives buds first, and then full, unfolded blossoms, and then perfect fruit. Everything comes to Him that has patience to wait for it, is a proverb, the truth of which has often been proved. Let your apple blossoms remain ungathered on the tree, and they will grow into apples in their own good time. Hugh Macmillan. though today may not fulfill all your hopes, have patience still. For perchance tomorrow's sun sees your happier days begun. Unknown. We don't always understand why things are out of focus. Hours turn into days, and days into weeks, and it seems there is a never-ending stream of things to take care of. Then one morning we wake up, and we just feel at a loss. Where are we heading? It's hard to keep going when our vision is blurred. The solution is there waiting for us. First of all, step aside with Jesus. Focus on Him. Have patience. The answer doesn't always come right away. But in those quiet moments, resting in prayer and meditation, He will restore our vision. Marge Banks. I'll be moving along, making progress in my journey, when all of a sudden things come to a standstill. I find myself parked in the proverbial valley of wait. Not seeing a tangible reason or knowing how long I'll be there can be frustrating. Selfishly, I want immediate answers, and I'm quick to ask, "Why, Lord? I don't understand." It's in those situations and difficult seasons of life that I need to remember the truth of this verse. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in Him, because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in You. As my soul waits in the valley, I am not alone. God is there, helping me, shielding me, protecting me. As my soul waits in the valley, I can experience His gladness instead of my own frustration. Simply hearing the whispers of His holy name fills my heart with joy. As my soul waits in the valley, I can trust in God's goodness by remembering His faithfulness in seasons past. As my soul waits in the valley, I have hope despite all that's around me, because God's unfailing love rests upon me. It's taken me a long time to learn this valuable lesson. I would rather live in the valley of wait with Jesus than journey through life on my own. For my soul can only find true rest in His presence. Where He is, that's where I want to be. I may never discover all the reasons why I needed to tarry there, but with God by my side, I'll know it was meant to be. Leah DePascal.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.